I have here a piece on how to fall asleep in 120 seconds. Now, Dan, you can fall asleep pretty quick, right?
Yes, these days I can.
Yeah. And I know it's amazing to me how many people can do that. and I know, like, the king of that, of course, is Orion. Orion can power nap, like, he can sleep for 10 minutes, he can close his eyes, fall asleep in 5 seconds, sleep for 15 minutes, and then feel good. Like, sometimes, as we've had, you know, people post and, you know, and talk about before, they've seen Orion sleeping in the, when we were in the Trib building, maybe he'd be sleeping in the showcase studio in between, you know, in between reports. Get a little sleep, wake up, boom. I've never, ever been, maybe when I was a kid, I was able to fall asleep quickly, but I've never been able to fall asleep quickly. It takes me, and this is not an exaggeration, it takes me at least an hour and a half to fall asleep, at least. My brain is always working. I'm thinking about stuff that I have to do or stuff that I did or just stuff running around in my head. Just, you know, my brain just does not shut down. And it makes me crazy. I toss and I turn and I'll get some water and, you know, whatever it is. But it just takes me I do not fall asleep easily. And I'm also a relatively light sleeper. So stuff wakes me up. So I'm not real good at sleep. I've never really been good at sleep. And, you know, but have you always been like that, or was it the switch to this?
No, it was the kids.
It's the kids, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, from what I had read previously or heard from guests who we've had on talking about sleep experts, the quote-unquote normal amount of time is about 15 to 20 minutes. Mm. That should be enough time to kind of detach, kind of, like you said, kind of think for a little bit, but yeah. Then also to kind of put your thoughts to bed.
Exactly.
And allow yourself to go to bed. And then, you know, it varies on my state of life at the moment. You know, when I had a little bit more free time, it would be definitely longer than 20 minutes. Now with the kids, it's just a few minutes just because, you know,
you're exhausted. You're really tired. Now, when you have kids, that adjustment, is there a sense of, you know, like, if you're going to go to bed, do you also feel a little anxious because you think at any moment, you know, one of your kids could wake up and you're going to need to do?
Because of our hours, not so much for me, but I know that's a big problem for Eileen.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's one of those things where just, and you never know. I mean, the setup that we have is that if the girls tend to wake up before I leave to pick you up at 10:45 or 11, I'll go grab them, but the monitor, you know, you still hear them, you know? Yeah. So even if Eileen tries to go to bed early, let's say 8 o'clock,
right,
knowing that it might be a rough night and one of them might be up at 2 a.m., she still hears them at night when I'm going to get them. So,
right.
So that's where it kind of hurts her a little bit more. I'm sure I would be that way if I was at home with them.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, and I know there have been nights when you would text me and say, I'm running late because, you know, the kids are, they're having a little bit of a rough night and you want to help Eileen out, you know, because she's got to get up. What time does she get up?
Well, unfortunately, these days, Olivia doesn't sleep past 5:15, so she's usually up by 5.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Okay. Is that her pattern now?
Yeah.
We're
trying very hard to break. I mean, it was, she got 4 teeth at one time, so that was a big reason for it, but... those have come through, so we're hoping things will calm down a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, but yeah, that's
4 teeth at once.
4 teeth at once. So.
Oh man, was she? Oh man.
Yeah. So it was a rough month as that was proceeding. So.
Wow. All right. She feeling a little better now?
Yeah. It's starting to come around a little.
Okay.
Bit,
so. Well, she was good enough to go out and get candy the other.
Yes. She's ruining those 4 teeth already.
Well, they're going to fall out anyway,
so don't worry about it. Who cares?
Yeah. So, well, that's interesting, you know, how that affects you. Now, I've been a night owl all of my adult life, basically. I've been a night owl. And I think that might have something to do with it, you know, and I think my sleep pattern, you know, like I've always, it's always my, you know, as far back as I can remember, it's always taken me a very, very long time to fall asleep. Staying asleep, is another issue that I've encountered as I've gotten older. I don't sleep more than 3 hours in a row. You know what I mean? For someone who can fall asleep in 10 minutes and wake up 8 hours later, I am so envious of that. You know what I mean? But the other, the weird thing is though that I can operate on less sleep. You know, I know a lot of people are like, man, I need at least 8 solid hours of sleep or else I'm a zombie. I can do 3 hours, 2 hours here and then be okay. I would like to sleep more. It's not that I wouldn't like it. It's just that's the way I am now. And I think some of that has to do with the fact that when I was working at Juul, I started working the overnight shifts at around like 17, 18 years old. And I would work from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. And it wouldn't be every night, though. It would be sort of inconsistent. And then I'd have like over the weekend, I would have like a day shift. So I think that's where it all.
I agree. Like, I mean, when I talk to other people who do shift work, those are the people I feel bad for who are like, oh, I've got 2 weeks days, 2 weeks nights. I'm like, you know, with mine, like it's tough, but I know I've got a routine at least.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
That routine is off sometimes, but it's still like within hours, not a half a day.
You know, it was like I went to go see Suspiria Monday night before our Tuesday morning show. And when I do my Tuesday, my film clubs. That, you know, that's significant nap time usually for me. And then sometimes I'll sacrifice that if there's like a, you know, like a sporting event that I want to watch or anything like that. And that's always, but I've got this routine, you know what I mean? And it still takes me nine hours to fall asleep. But, you know, I'll usually go to bed right around, as I've mentioned before, my bedtime is usually right around Price is Right. You know, when Price is Right is on, I'll watch a little bit of it. I want to see the guy fall off the mountain if I can, you know, the yodeler. And then I go to bed, but I won't fall asleep till like 11:30, you know, something around that time. And then I'll wake up again at like 3 and I'll be up for a little bit. I'll go back to sleep. So that's just the thing. Now I've got a few articles here about sleep. And that's what we're talking about, sleeping patterns for you guys. If you want to jump in, and if you're up now, obviously you have a different kind of sleep pattern than normal people, because people who work a 9-to-5 job they're asleep right now. But, how quickly can you fall asleep? If you're like me, what do you do to try and fall asleep? Because my brain is constantly running. It takes me forever to fall asleep. So how is your sleeping and all that cool stuff? And we have a little article here on how to fall asleep in 120 seconds. And I can't wait to find out how to do that. See, then maybe I can test it out when I get home in the morning. I don't know. We'll see. All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're talking sleep stories. We got a few more of those, and we want to hear from you. How do you sleep? 312-981-7200. And you can follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show, and follow us on Facebook. And we'll take your texts and your calls and talk more sleep right after we go to the news, which is after this. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio. It's Friday morning. All the regular Friday features are coming up, and we're talking about sleep right now. We got a few sleep related stories to talk about, and I was just sharing the fact that it takes me a long, long time to fall asleep every day or night. And it's just the way it is. And I never sleep through the night soundly. I'm up, you know, after like 3 hours and usually. So it takes a long time. And I'm wondering about you guys. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Hey, before we jump into that, I want to mention that Movember has begun and I'm participating in it. And so what Movember is, it's a great organization that is concerned about men's health, both physically and mentally. And it's been around since 2003. And what happens is if guys want to participate, they shave their faces clean on November 1st and then grow a mustache and only a mustache. That's why it's called Movember, and only a mustache throughout the month of November. Track your mustache on your MoBro page. And then that helps raise money. People will donate money, and it goes to all these great charities and places that care about, you know, men's health. And the Movember Foundation is a really great organization, and I always have fun doing it. I shave myself clean. I got a little bit going. I'm growing my mustache in, and I maintain progress of my mustache every day on my Movember MoBro page, on my MoSpace page. And if you'd like to see the progress, I take a picture daily. I shave every morning, and then I take a picture as the month goes along. And then you can donate, and it all goes to a great cause. And my target for a donation this year is $1,000. And I just want to say thank you because it is, you know, 2:36 in the morning on November 2nd. And Dan, I've got $225 already.
That's great.
So I want to thank everybody for donating. And another cool thing is if you use MasterCard to donate, I want to make sure that people know this. If you use MasterCard to donate, they will match you dollar for dollar. So someone donated $25 to my page, and that turned into 50, thanks to MasterCard. So if you have a MasterCard and you want to use that, you can donate even more money. You know, I want to thank everybody who's donated already. And if you want to donate, I want to raise a lot of money, and I want to go past $1,000. If I can go past $1,000, that'd be fantastic. And you can also keep track of my stupid face as I grow my Fu Manchu mustache as the month goes on. If you go to Movember.com and type in my name in the search, Nick DiGilio, it'll pop up. There's also a mobro.co/WGN Nick D. That'll take you to the space. And mobro.co/WGN Nick D. I'd love to raise more than $1,000. And if I'm going at the rate that I'm going, I'm going to extend my target and go even further. So the most money that I can possibly raise in this entire month for this organization would be awesome. And if you want to help me out as I grow my stupid mustache, and you can see the progress of it on my MoSpace page, check it out. Again, go to either Movember.com and type in my name. It'll take you to my page, and you can donate there. And donate as much as you want or as little as you want. Every little bit helps, and every little bit and every single dime goes to these organizations that Movember is involved in, for men's health, it's an important thing. So either go to mobro.co/WGN Nick D or search my name in Movember.com and give whatever you can. And if you use a MasterCard, again, you'll be doubling up your donation. And anybody who is interested and wants to follow along, Movember.com is the website. It's a really important organization that does really great stuff. And I'm happy to keep track of my stupid mustache that I'll be growing throughout the month. And whatever you donate is appreciated. So anyway, Movember.com, search my name, and you can get more information about the organization as well as looking. I've got one picture up because it's only been one day. And then you can see it slowly. You know, and Dan, and I think that what we've had done in the past is, I can't remember, someone actually put all the pictures together.
Yeah, we do a gallery, so it's so we usually started a weekend. So
because I'll have a little bit more going on
right.
on my
then
face.
It becomes a slideshow,
right? It's like a slideshow where you can see the progress, the mustache actually grow on my face right in front of you. Which is a terrifying thing. But anyway, give as much as you can or as little as you can. Movember.com. I'm really happy to be doing this for, I can't remember how many years I've been doing it. But anyway, check out my page. And if you can, you know, throw some money our way. Now, it's not for me, obviously. It's for a really good cause. So, all right. I just wanted to throw that in there. Okay. We're talking about sleeping. We've already got a bunch of texts in. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And 815 area code says, I throw papers for the Tribune. I sleep 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. And then I sleep 10 p.m. till midnight. I'm exhausted all the time after 15 years. Wow. 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. and then 10 p.m. till midnight. That's 5 hours split up. So I can understand why this person is tired. Let's see. 630 area code says, Nick, do you think you not good at sleeping had something to do with you eventually becoming a nighttime radio host? And I'm the same way. It varies, but sometimes no sleep longer than 30 or 40 minutes at a time, and it might go for weeks. Well, having worked late nights here, even before I got the full-time gig, I worked on weekends late. I did like the overnights on the weekends, or at least, you know, some shows till 2 a.m. That's still late. But it started before this. It started before I started working at GN because, you know, I was a night owl. When I wasn't working, I would stay up late. When I started working at Jewel, I worked on the night shift there, and I did that I did that off and on for 11 years, switching back and forth between like a normal schedule and an overnight schedule. Then I bartended for a long time, which means I wouldn't get home sometimes till 4 or 5 in the morning. So that was before I started working here in the late shift. So that this pattern of me not being able to sleep or having weird sleeping, didn't start here. It started before that. I just happened to, you know, I just happened to fit into the, you know, when they were like, hey, you want to do overnights? I'm like, sure, what the hell? I'm awake. I can't sleep. I may as well yap. 301 area code says, I have a horrible sleeping pattern. It's only gotten worse since my recent surgery. On the other hand, I get to listen to WGN a lot. Oh, I'm sorry to hear about your surgery, and thank you for listening. I've been doing my current job delivering bread for the past 20 years and used to have restless sleep until I was diagnosed with sleep apnea about 10 years back. And after I got my my CPAP machine, I sleep like a baby. All right. So is anybody interested in trying to fall asleep in 120 seconds? Well, here's the background on this whole thing and on the advice that's given. If you're among the 35% of adults who don't get enough sleep, meaning you get less than 7 hours per night, the amount many professionals deem to be clinically poor, it may be because you're having trouble getting to sleep in the first place. Yes, that seems to be the issue for me. Perhaps you've tried using a bag of rice or even changing your diet to help yourself sleep better. If those haven't worked, you may want to try out a two-minute technique apparently developed by the U.S. Navy to help fighter pilots get enough rest before missions. What do they mean using a bag of rice? Sleeping on a bag of rice? Like on your head? As a pillow?
I'll check it out. I had heard something similar about soap, that if you put soap, at, you know, somewhere in the bed, that it helps you sleep.
I know that they've got these lavender things or whatever you can spray that are supposed to be relaxing. You know, that's that this, whatever it is, this sort of lavender kind of scent relaxes you more and you can fall asleep, you know, easier. And I've seen them at hotels. They've had them at hotels I've stayed. They've said, here's your complimentary bottle of relax spray or whatever the, or whatever it's called. And you're supposed to, like, spray it on the bed or on the pillow, and it's supposed to help you fall asleep or makes you relax more.
All right, here's the bag of rice thing.
Yeah.
Make sure the bag of rice is large enough to cover your torso. Lie in your bed on your back and get comfortable. Take a few breaths and watch how your belly expands and falls as you breathe in and breathe out. After a few moments, take the bag of rice and place it on your torso just below your ribcage. The weight of the rice bag will cause your exhalation to become a bit labored. Resist this by slowing your exhales to match your inhales. For a few minutes, take notice of the bag of rice moving as you breathe in and breathe out. Once you become tired, remove the rice bag and breathe normally. You'll probably notice that deep breaths take less effort and you'll feel more relaxed.
Never heard that before, ever. Sounds weird. I don't, just keep a bag of rice next to your bed? Interesting. That's interesting. I've never heard that before. I've never tried it. According to a Medium post by Sharon Ackmanth, a two-minute technique first appeared in print in 1981 in a book called Relax and Win, Championship Performance in Whatever You Do by Lloyd Bud Winter. That's a good name. Lloyd Bud Winter. How you doing? I'm Lloyd Bud Winter, and I can teach you to sleep. Winter penned the self-help book to aid athletes dealing with injuries and tension before competitions, but The Independent also reports that many members of the U.S. Army use the technique to help them fall asleep when in situations that are less than peaceful, such as on battlefields. According to Ackman, 96% of those who use the technique ended up falling asleep faster within 6 weeks of practice. Novelist Michael Grothaus tried the technique for Fast Company. He writes that it took around 1 week before he noticed a decrease in the amount of time he spent waiting to fall asleep. That's a great way to put it, waiting to fall asleep, because that's essentially what it is. You know, like, just I can't do anything about it here. I'm just going to wait. You can try this at home, and it doesn't require any special equipment or supplements. It's broken down to a five-step process. All right. So, focus on relaxing the muscles in your face, including your jaw and tongue, as well as the muscles around your eyes. Do not tense these areas. All right, so muscles in your face, your jaw, tongue, muscles around your eyes. Focus on relaxing those. Okay, that's your first step. Your second step, relax and drop your shoulders as far down as they'll go, and then move onto your upper and lower arms. First the left side, and then the right. Okay. So the shoulders drop down, and then move on to the upper and lower arms, drop those down, and relax. Exhale, relaxing your chest, and then move on to relaxing the muscles in your legs, including your thighs and calves. And spend at least 10 seconds trying to clear your mind before thinking about one of the following mental images. See, this might help me out too. Picture yourself lying on a canoe in calm waters, peering at a clear blue sky, or lying in a black velvet hammock surrounded by darkness, or alternately, repeat, don't think, don't think, don't think to yourself repeatedly in increments of 10 seconds of time. That's it. I'm going to try that out, Dan.
I look forward to hearing how it went on Monday.
Let's see what happens. I don't know about the... I'm going to try the don't think, don't think, don't think. I don't think that's going to... I really don't think that's going to work on me, though. You know? Just stuff pops into my head that that has no business being in there.
Right.
You know? And I don't... You know, I used to be much... more worrisome guy than I am now, and I still worry about stuff that I shouldn't worry about. But there was a time when I was like worried about everything. There was a time when I was in financial. I had some financial issues going on in my life. I was in a great deal of debt, and then I wasn't sleeping at all. Well, I was drinking a lot then too, and that also screws up your sleep. I can tell you that right now. You know, when I was a drinking man, you don't get restful sleep. If you go to sleep and you're drunk, that's not restful sleep at all. And it's not good sleep. It's not like, you know, restful, good sleep. It's not really even sleep. So coming from that world as well, you know, that's another adjustment that had to be made that affected my sleep. There's no question that it affected my sleep. So, all right, well, there you go. 120 seconds, you can fall asleep. Follow along those rules. Relax the faces, the muscles in your face. Drop your shoulders as far down as you can, and then move on to your upper and lower arms, left side first, then the right. Then relax your chest, exhale, move to the muscles in your legs, including your thighs and calves, and then spend 10 seconds trying to clear your mind. So clear your mind and then think about some of these other things, like you in a canoe with calm waters peering at a clear blue sky, or lying in a black velvet hammock surrounded by darkness, or repeat, don't think, don't think, don't think, repeatedly in increments of 10 seconds at a time. And then maybe you can fall asleep like a normal person. I don't think anybody can fall asleep like Orion, though. That's a special thing right there. All right. We got a few more sleep stories. And if you want to share your sleep stories with us, it's 312-981-7200. Also, if you have some advice, maybe you had difficulty falling asleep and you made that change. And I realized that, you know, sleeping, you know, like a normal pattern of sleep is disrupted by, you know, the way that, you know, the time that we work. And if you're up at, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, it's a little bit different than somebody who goes to sleep every night at maybe 10 p.m. or 10:30 and gets up at 6 or 6:30, sleeps through the night. It's a completely different world that we live in. So, all right, we'll take a quick break here. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. How's it going? 312-981-7200 is the phone number. It's Friday morning. All of our regular Friday features are coming up. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich coming up with the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran at 6. And coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. So there you go. We've been talking about sleeping. And how do you guys, how well do you guys sleep? We just talked about a five-step little thing that you should go through that may help you to fall asleep faster. And I happen to have always had issues with sleeping. So it's aggravating, too. You know, Dan, sometimes it's really frustrating. Like, I lay in bed, and I'm like, man. And then I'll turn the light on, and I'll read. And I know, like, another thing that's a no-no is you're supposed to not have your phone technically you shouldn't have your phone in the bedroom with you. It should be in the other room because right. You have this tendency, you know, if you can't sleep to turn it on and scroll and look around and check your phone. And that's not going to help. You got the screen thing, brighten it up, everything. It makes your eyes crazy. And then your brain starts working again. And I'm guilty of that too, because I just get frustrated. I'm laying in bed trying to sleep. But the other thing is that I have the phone next to me because that's one of my alarms. It's one of the alarms I set. Now, I sleep light enough. I would imagine that I would if the phone were, you know, in the living room as opposed to in my bedroom, I'd probably still be able to hear it because I sleep late enough to hear it. But I never want to take that chance. You know what I mean? Because as we've talked about before, Dan, I have a tendency to have job anxiety dreams.
Right.
Where I've had these dreams where I'm either asleep and I wake up and I realize that I should be on the air. And this is the most narcissistic thing ever, but in my dreams, sometimes I'll turn the radio on, it'll be on 720, and it'll be dead air because I'm supposed to be on. So in my narcissistic mind, this radio station would shut down if I wasn't on the air.
I would give yourself, you and your Walk of Fame pack more credit and just assume that you think, like, I'm sleeping and I'm supposed to be at the radio station right now.
Right, I know, but I always found that detail to be like, look, you know, I'm not analyzing it. It's just, it's a dream about panic, you know, and I'm supposed to be at work and I'm not. But I always, and whenever I talk, whenever I say it out loud, I'm like, what a jackass. You think WGN would be off the air if you weren't there? Wow. The ego on you. And then the other one that I have, which we've talked about, is I'm in the studio and the on-air light's on and I can't talk. Like, I'm trying to speak and I can't talk. So I have those sort of issues, which means there's no way I'm going to keep my backup alarm in the other room where I may not hear it, since I'm already, you know, while I'm sleeping, I'm thinking about not being able to get to work. You ever have those dreams?
Yeah, I do occasionally, and you know, it is tough because you're at home, so you're kind of like, well, I want to be away from work, and then it creeps in. So I feel your frustration there. But did you, with all that being said about your phone being your alarm clock, did you have a problem sleeping though before phones became so ubiquitous?
Oh yeah.
So I mean, so if you had an alarm clock, it wouldn't really probably change anything. It might help in a situation.
I have my phone is my backup,
right?
Because I have a clock radio next to my bed, and that I set for 5 minutes before the phone alarm that's set. You know, so the first alarm is the clock radio, and that's usually the one that gets me up anyway because I'm such a light sleeper. So it's weird. I very rarely. Either sometimes I won't even set the radio alarm.
Right.
And the other thing is that sometimes it's not set because I'm listening to a Hawks game or something. If I fall asleep during the Hawks game, that's why I want to make sure I got my phone in there.
Right.
Because I want to wake up.
One tip that I've heard from people in the past is that you should have both of those items out of reach of the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to physically get up and walk to shut off or grab either one. And with me, I'm usually so tired I can just walk back and go to sleep. But for a lot of people, that little bit of walking, gets you up.
No, that would do it for me because I wake up quickly too. Like, I get up and I get out of bed. I'm not one of these people like, I'm all groggy. I get up. I'm like, all right, I'm awake, you know. But I will say this, now that I live alone, I don't have to deal with because two of the women that I've lived with, my second wife and my girlfriend from years ago, were just addicted to the snooze, and you know, as someone who had an opposite, you know, like for me, I don't use the snooze. Like when I hear the alarm, I get up. I know a lot of people who use the snooze and you know, can hit the snooze button like 10 times before they get up. And I just don't understand that. I don't understand how anybody can go back to sleep after they hear an alarm. They hit the snooze button because all I think about is in 3 more minutes that snooze, the alarm's going to go off. I can't get relaxed again. As soon as I hear the alarm, I'll hit the snooze, get a couple of more minutes. Because all I keep thinking about is anticipating that next alarm. But I'll tell you what, it drove me nuts. It drove me nuts because my second ex-wife, man, I'm not kidding, 12 times in the morning. Like, I'd be laying there like, oh, my God. And then I knew it would get 12. And I wouldn't say anything to her because that, you know, it was her. That's the way she slept. That's the way she got up in the morning. But, you know, laying next to her and having the snooze alarm go off like 12 times every single morning was really frustrating, especially, you know, the schedule that I had. So anyway, hang on. There are people who are calling in. Everybody hang on. We got a couple more sleep-related stories to talk about. One about sleep inertia that we can talk about, and one about how long can you go without sleep. So, and you know, it's interesting to talk about this topic, especially at this time of night with the kind of people who work third shift or work second shift or whatever. So 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. The news is coming up next here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio. It's Friday morning. All the regular Friday features will be coming up in just a little bit. You Big Dummy, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and of course, Fly Jams Friday. DJ Shagru will be spinning your requests for funky R&B and soul coming up later on. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We've been talking about sleep, and you know, there was an article about there's these five steps that you can go through that could help you relax and fall asleep in perhaps 120 seconds, which is about 90 minutes earlier than I can fall I can fall asleep. Hey Vic, your sleep pattern is I mean, because you know you started working the overnights just not too long ago, a couple, you know,
Well, I've been working kind of a weird shift for about 5 years now,
mm-hmm.
because before I started doing your show the entire time, through the entire night, I was still having to get up at like 2:45 in the morning to be here at like 4.
Aww.
So I've been doing it for a while. But I read this study as well and tried it, and it relaxed me the first time
I tried it.
Is
that right?
And I've done meditation for a long time
well,
so it's kind of...
Yeah,
similar to a meditation.
And you're able to fall asleep. You don't have trouble sleeping.
You know what? The best thing I ever did was I purchased blackout blinds.
Yeah,
and that's changed everything. It's like nighttime.
Yeah, yeah. There is a challenge in working this shift. You know, to falling asleep. You know, and I don't live in a very quiet area. You know, I live like on a main street, like by an expressway. And an L stop. So
that's tough.
Doesn't help.
I got chewed out by an Uber driver almost the entire drive. During the entire drive, he was chewing me out about how I need to get off the night shift for my health.
So, really?
Yes.
Yeah. And I hope you didn't rate him a 5.
I always rate him 5.
I know, so do I. I do the same thing.
Right?
I give him a tip and I rate him a 5. That's like...
Yep, yep.
All right. Well, those are some interesting ideas on how to fall asleep. Let's talk to some other people here. Here's Sue on WGN. Hi, Sue.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
And I've been a longtime WGN listener, and I'm a late night owl person myself, whatever, artist person. Anyway... I just wanted to say that I've had sleeping issues my whole life since I've been like 10 years old.
Mm.
And so one thing that's helped with me is, and again, thank you for taking my call, is ASMR. Have you ever listened to any of that type of music?
No, I haven't.
That's, I'll just keep this very brief, of course, is autonomous sensory meridian response. That's what it stands for. And it's kind of like that tingling experience, like when you put those little wires on your head, you know, with the little balls, and it gives you a good feeling sometimes, and it starts like on your head and travels down a little bit down your back and so on to try and relax.
Mm-hmm.
And also something like, it's called, I know this sounds crazy maybe, but a blanket, I mean, like a weighted blanket sometimes helps, or like a pillow between your legs. And so I've tried, I know this sounds all kind of maybe nutty, but some of these things I've, you know, it's been a lifelong issue with me, and some of those things help.
Yeah, well, they, you know, you mentioned, sometimes. You said, Sue, you said the weighted blanket, that's kind of the same aspect as the, or the same kind of similar to the, to using the bag of rice.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So it's interesting. But Sue, do you have to be up in a few hours or no?
Yeah, I do have to be up in a few hours. I mean, I have pretty much a regular work schedule, but like I said, it's hard when you're a night person, but you work like a regular shift,
yeah.
Which I know you don't. But...
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm working right now. I'm at work right now, Sue. So
well, I know that.
Well, Sue, good luck. Good luck with your pursuits and sleeping, okay?
And you too.
And thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Sue, with trying different things over the years. So here's Glenn on WGN. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, morning, Nick.
Hey.
How you doing?
All right.
Now I know from hearing in the past that one of the things you shouldn't be doing is getting interested into a program if you want to lay down and sleep or listening to a hockey game.
Yeah, I know, but it's my Hawks, though. So, I mean...
well, record it.
Yeah, well, yeah. No, because I can't avoid the score. You know what I mean? I can't, there's no way that I can avoid the outcome of the score of the game. Well, I would have loved to have avoided last night's game in general because they looked terrible last night. But yeah, so
I mean, if you got to have the phone on your nightstand, you can always turn it over so you don't see the face. The brightness.
Well, no, the phone goes out. I mean, the light goes out. You know, like you can turn the phone off. It's not lit the entire time. So my phone isn't at the, right. You know, it's not upright. And I have to worry about that. So
I mean, I drive truck while I'm driving right now in Chicago. So I kind of have the same shift that you guys do, except I have the luxury that if I get tired, I can pull over for a 15-minute nap. Say with that you. It'd be dead air if you did that.
Right.
but I don't know. You know, get a white noise machine if you got noise coming out of the, you know, from your apartment.
Well,
take care of the outside noise.
I got a fan at the foot of my bed, and that helps me, you know, that helps me relax.
Well, you know, that helps a lot, humming noise.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's not only that, I mean, I like the humming noise, and I also like to have the cool air blowing on me.
Right, so. I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the fan, too, blowing on my bed. You know, I sleep during the, you know, middle, you know, the morning to the afternoon.
Right.
I usually get maybe 6 hours of sleep. And then if I get tired at night, I just pull over for 15. And
right.
Usually does the trick, you know.
Right. All right. Well, Glenn, be safe out there, okay?
All right. Have
Thanks,
a nice
buddy.
Night.
Take care.
Have a nice weekend.
See ya.
All right. Bye.
Yeah, I don't have, you know, like I know Glenn is driving, you know, in the middle of the night. It's not, I'm never tired when I'm here. You know what I mean? I mean, I might get a little loopy if I don't get any sleep, but I'm always, you know, like, cause this is, I mean, I love doing this job. And so I'm always excited to be here and I'm always excited to entertain people and talk to some interesting guests and talk to you guys. So this is not an issue of like me being tired now, like, cause I'm up late. It's the issue of me not being able to fall asleep when I get home. That's the main issue. So, 224 area code says, I work two jobs and 85 hours a week. Wow, man. My first job is 11 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. And my second is 11:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. I sleep between the two jobs, and it's 3 hours. I fall asleep 10 to 15 seconds once my head hits the pillow. Wow. All right. That's a lot of time to be working, man. 262 says, give me some jazz music and I'm out like a light. All right. Mile High Max says, I've always been a night owl. I think most of us were born this way, like being left-handed. Well, I'm both. Yeah. Liz says, one trick I've learned involves the alphabet, starting with A, name six cities, move to B, et cetera, get your brain off of your issues. Oh, all right. Go through the alphabet, name some cities. Okay. Megan says, I sleep terribly. I'm a night owl and have been since I was a baby. I'd much rather be up at night and sleep in the morning and early afternoon. Unfortunately, it's not how society works. So it's more that I'm on a different clock from the world, and it affects my sleep. I've worked on it with doctors before, and I take medication for it now, and it's a mess. So, all right. Now, what about people going without sleep? Here's an interesting story here. You're probably familiar with the National Sleep Foundation guidelines suggesting that people should get approximately 7 to 9 hours. It's 9 hours of sleep each night. You also probably know that the human body requires regular sleep so it can perform critical physiological functions such as muscle tissue repair, memory consolidation, and hormone synthesis. But let's be honest, every so often you need to stay awake for an extended period of time, whether you're cramming for an exam or you're working on a deadline. So how long is a person actually physically able to go without sleeping? Randy Gardner currently holds the world record for sleep deprivation at 11 days, 25 minutes. What? 11 days, 25 minutes? But according to W. Christopher Winter, M.D., author of The Sleep Solution, there's reason to be skeptical about this record. Investigators freely admit that he was having near-constant micro-sleeps during the experiment, he told Men's Health. Even if someone does manage to stay up for days at a time, it's not great for your mental health. Well, no kidding. In 1959, for instance, a radio presenter named Peter Tripp decided to broadcast his show from the middle of Times Square for 201 hours straight to raise money for a children's foundation. By day three, Tripp had begun acting out, cursing at people around him and hallucinating spiders. Could you imagine being on the air? You producing that show, Dan? Could you imagine your host starting to hallucinate spiders?
Yeah.
I mean, I may be a jackass to work for, but I don't hallucinate spiders on the air. Well, at least as far as you know.
I was going to say, you didn't add yet.
So, let's see. By day three, yeah, Tripp had begun acting out. He was cursing at people around him, hallucinating spiders. Well, that's just like that's a normal day working for Man Cow, right? Hold on a minute. Wait a second now. Hold it.
All right.
Although he managed to finish the experiment and recover shortly after, his family members said he was never quite the same again. That's just crazy, man. 201 hours? I was telling you off the air, Dan, that I used to kind of lose it on, because, you know, this weekend is when you fall back and you turn your clocks back an hour. And back in the days when I was working Saturday overnights, I would be on that shift. And because that hour didn't exist when sales were selling ads, we wouldn't have commercials for an hour. So either Gary and I or me by myself would have to do an extra hour, which was already, I think, doing a 5-hour shift. So we were doing like 6 hours that morning and no commercials. So we couldn't even really take a break. We'd throw in some PSAs here and there, but there were no breaks. And I was complaining about that. 201 hours? Now, is he the only one? Because he's got to have a staff, right? And the whole staff didn't stay up 201 hours, right?
Yeah, I mean, what year did it say? Like
1959.
So yeah. I mean, it might have just been.
Might have just been him with a mic.
Yeah, you know, an engineer sets it up and walks away, and maybe a producer.
Oh, that's crazy. There have been many viral internet stories about people who claim that they're not sleeping at all or who get 1 hour of sleep per night, but Winter says these stories are probably inaccurate. Many people think that they're not sleeping and do not believe that their doctors or their Fitbits who say they are. In other words, although people may believe they're only getting an hour or so of sleep per night, the truth is that they're likely sleeping without knowing it, even if it's just for a few minutes. Truth is, it's almost physically impossible to stay awake for days at a time because your brain will essentially force you to fall asleep. Winter says that as much as you may try to force yourself to stay awake, eventually your brain gets fixated on sleep, and at a certain point, there's not much you can do about it. Additionally, there are numerous health risks associated with long-term lack of sleep. Michael Breas, PhD, sleep specialist and founder of the website The Sleep Doctor, says that the lack of sleep is linked to side effects such as weight gain, decreased sexual arousal, and weakened immune system. You're also more prone to accidents, especially if you're behind the wheel of a car. So while there is no set number of hours or how long a person can stay awake, this experiment's probably not worth trying. My record is 48 hours, and I was hallucinating the sound of my mom whispering me in my head, and that was not fun. I don't know how long I've stayed awake. I would imagine I've done 24 hours. You know?
I've only done 24 hours twice in my life.
And
I can't do it. I can't stay
awake
past then.
Was it because of school?
No.
No?
It was... Actually, one once was school, yeah, because I imagine a Pegasus on the ceiling of the library.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. I remember when I worked the night shift at Jewel, and I started going to movie screenings during the day. I remember, I did a full night. Night shift, and there was a 10 a.m. screening and a noon screening, and I went straight to them. And the second screening was Peggy Sue Got Married. And the first time I saw it was after, like, no sleep, like, all night. I'd been up maybe, at that point, I'd probably been up about 17, 18 hours. And I remember, like, freaking out during Peggy Sue Got Married. That's because, Dan, I was just saying that I worked all night at Jewel and went to just, and at this point I started going to movie screenings on a regular basis. And I worked all night at Jewel. There was a 10 a.m. screening and a noon screening. And I figured I'd just go straight there. And I went. I can't remember what the first movie was, the 10 a.m. screening, but the noon screening was Peggy Sue Got Married. And I started freaking out during Peggy Sue Got Married. I was like, man, this is crazy. This movie's crazy. you know, because it was time travel and all that stuff. And I was, and Nicolas Cage performance is so weird in it. I was sitting next to Roy, and Roy's like, "Are you all right?" And I'm like, "I don't know. This movie's crazy. Like, go home, get some sleep, idiot." Thank you. All right, let's take a break. We got another sleep story to talk about. We want to hear from you. Talk or text 312-981-7200. All right. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Friday morning. All of our regular features, Fly Jams Friday. Straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies, You Big Dummy, all coming up. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. My main man, the great Steve Cochran, at 6 for your morning drive. And we've been talking about sleeping and some sleeping issues that many of us have, especially people who work this shift, and you have to adjust and kind of change your life in order to do that. I will say this, then, we've talked about this before, Dan. I don't know. I would much rather have this shift than have the morning drive shift. I mean, obviously, the most popular part of a radio station is the morning drive.
Right.
But you know, to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning is, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, and go to bed at 8.
Yeah.
You know, I tell people who are like, "Oh, that's an awful shift." I'm like, you know, I have breakfast and dinner with my kids every night. A lot of people can't say that.
It's true.
And I know a lot of people on the morning shift, you know, can't do that. You know.
Yeah. 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 It's true. Yeah. I mean, people, you know, a lot of people think it's weird that we work these hours. Like, I for years, Dan, I've talked to people like, "I don't know how you can do that." And I'm like, "Well, you just, this is when I work. And I just sleep when you guys work." That's kind of,
right. And not, I also think too, because we're both night owls to begin with.
Yeah,
I think that, like, a lot of people are saying, like, it's just we're lucky to have a job that matches our sleep schedule as opposed to the other way around.
That's right. That's right. All right. Let's see. Here's Scott on WGN. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right, buddy. What's up?
Love your show.
Thank you.
Love you guys. I'm a truck driver,
mm-hmm.
and I'm driving right now. I drive from like 8 o'clock till 6 in the morning, so I have a weird schedule, too.
Right.
I just wanted to ask you, when you go through your weekends, do you flip your schedule around, or you just kind of keep it the same way?
No, I Fridays, I usually keep it pretty much like regular, like I normally would. So, like, I'll sleep like on a Friday, like today when I get home, I watch TV, maybe stay up a little bit later than I normally do, and I will probably sleep through the evening and then get up and stay up really late. But Saturday, I get up and I do stuff in the afternoon, and I have like a normal schedule and try to go to bed at around 1 or 2 in the morning. So Saturday is semi-normal, and then I'm back to it on Sunday. But I try to keep Friday the same as Sunday night through, you know, for Friday.
Yeah. Okay. I told Dan one of the most profound changes, the new sleep technology, the new mattresses they have out, you know, any kind of memory foam. It has been a life changer for me because those beds are so comfortable nowadays.
Is that right?
I love my bed. It's like I get in it and it holds me.
No, I understand. I mean, you know, and I'm sure that I'm sure that I probably should experiment a little bit more with like changing my mattress maybe.
Please do.
I mean, I have a MyPillow and I love the MyPillow. I think the MyPillow is really great.
Imagine a whole bed made like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, it could be. Maybe I should try to get a new mattress, but I'm cheap and lazy.
don't be cheap.
Okay.
I spend like $4,000 on my bed.
Good Lord. Okay.
But you spend a third of your life in your bed.
That's a good point.
You know?
That's a good point. So, all right.
You drive a car for 2 hours a day and spend $30,000 on it. So,
right.
You know,
right.
What the heck?
All right. Okay. All right, Scott. Thanks, man.
All right.
Figure.
Get a new bed.
All right. Thank you. $4,000. Wow. $4,000. Dan?
I mean, he's got a point. If it makes your life that much better.
Yeah. He clearly didn't buy it in February. That's... So, yeah. No, but I hear a lot of really great stuff about the memory foam and all these mattresses. And I see commercials, you know, where you can adjust your side of the bed and the other side. And if the guy next to you is snoring, you can hit a button and it moves him and all that stuff. I mean, we're in the 21st century, and there's a lot of sleep technology out there that I probably could take advantage of if I wasn't both cheap and lazy. But, yeah, that still seems like a lot of that seems $4,000. But, I mean, he's right. We spend so much time in bed, and we should probably get some restful sleep. You know, you drop $4,000 and then, you know, you save money on, you know, NyQuil. on the cases of NyQuil, you have to. Did you ever hear Dennis Leary's bit about how NyQuil is the 13th step in alcoholism? Like, because you can just drink a whole bunch of NyQuil, and if people ask you if you're drunk, you say, no, I have a cold. Oh man, did I tell you, Dan, that after I stopped drinking whiskey and stuff, I took some Robitussin, just some Robitussin. I had a cold. This was last year. I had a cold. It was the first time I took Robitussin, and it knocked me on my ass. I'm a guy who used to drink a half a bottle of whiskey a day. Okay, I used to drink Jameson like it was water, and I haven't since 2015. I did a shot of Robitussin, and I was like, oh my god, I felt like I was drunk, and I went right to bed. But I don't want to do that on a regular basis. See, it's not healthy to do that. But I did legitimately have a cold, and I very rarely take medicine like that. It had been such a long time. But I remember it was last year when it was right around this time, like flu season. And I was like, oh, I got to go get some. So I got Robitussin. I swear to you, it was one of the little plastic shot glasses of Robitussin. One. I took that. 10 minutes later, I'm like, Makes a big difference, man. All right, we're going to take a break here on WGN. The news is next. Yeah. Hey, welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio. It's Friday, man. Yeah, man, Friday! All the regular Friday features are coming up straight out of context. Nick D. Show Spy, You Big Dummy, and Fly Jams Friday. Right now, though, we've been talking about, for a little bit here, we've been talking about sleep and how you sleep and what helps you to fall asleep and if you have a weird sleep pattern or weird sleep activities. Or, like me, if you can't fall asleep, it takes a very, very long time, or, you know, you don't sleep as much as you should. That's an issue that we've been talking about, especially, you know, during these hours. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. 312-981-7200. 815 area code says, I have problems sleeping, but my husband could fall asleep in 2 seconds and then top it all off. He's a heavy snorer. Yeah. Yeah, that might be an issue. 773 area code says, bartenders and servers get waiter nightmares or waitmares. When they get overworked, you dream horror scenarios wherever food never comes out. You have raging guests, etc. Yeah, I think a lot of people have, you know, those, you know, job associated dreams, work dreams, nightmares. Especially if you care about your job, that might be you know what I mean. Like if you don't care about your, you know what, I will say this. I never had dreams that we were out of canned peaches. When I worked at Jewel, I never had a nightmare that we were never going to get a delivery of milk in the dairy department. I cared about, you know, my job at Jewel, but not to the extent that I cared enough to let it bother me when I wasn't there. But yeah, I don't recall ever having a nightmare where someone comes up and goes, all of the eggs are cracked. Never had that nightmare. Never did. Or having to go back into the stock room or go down to the stock room and find something for a customer and it's not there. And I thought it was. Never had that. Never. Never once. Dreams about showing up late here and not being able to speak, I have on a pretty regular basis. Because I love this job. 870 area code says, I have nonstop 24 disorder and I'm on a 30-hour day schedule. I'm awake for 24 and then sleep 6 to 8. It sucks. Very few people who are not blind have it. Blind people cannot tell the difference between night and day. So, 924 disorder. Let's see. Sleep inertia is supposed to be real. They're considering it real. Naps can be a great way to catch up on sleep if you do them right. Wake up from the wrong stage of sleep and you'll feel groggy and terrible, not refreshed and perky. When your brain isn't allowed to get through a full sleep cycle, you're likely to experience what scientists call sleep inertia, or what regular folks just call grogginess. Researchers are now able to tell us why our cognitive performance is so poor right when we wake up. In a new study that scanned the brains of volunteer nappers, SciPost reports, scientists found that waking up from a nap disrupts the functional connectivity between brain networks and other neurophysical challenges or changes. A recent study published in the Journal of Neuroimage looked at the brains of 34 volunteers before and after they took a 45-minute nap. Researchers at the University of California, Berkeley, and the Lyon Neuroscience Research Center in France measured the subject's brain activity 5 minutes and 25 minutes after waking up using an EEG, fMRI, and behavioral observation to see exactly how sleep inertia affects the body. Participants were asked to stay awake from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. the night before to ensure that they would fall asleep during the test. Some were woken up during relatively light sleep, which is stage 2, while others were woken up during deep sleep, which is stage 3. They found that both groups showed decreased performance on the subtraction task. Right after they woke up, the participants' EEG readings showed more delta brainwave activity associated with deep sleep, and the scans on the brain showed a decreased functional connectivity between brain networks. The brain connectivity disruption was worse for those who were awakened during the deep sleep. By the 25-minute period, though, most of the effects on the brain had worn off, with participants' brains returning to the state of similar pre-sleep measurements. However, the light sleep group seemed to recover better, while the sleep inertia didn't dissipate as quickly for the deep sleep group. So yes, the dangers of waking up in the wrong sleep stage are real. Researchers tell SciPost that people should limit their naps to 25 minutes or less, ensuring that they don't reach the deep sleep phase at all or spend 90 minutes sleeping through an entire cycle. All right, there you go. Let's see. Here's Julia on WGN. Hi, Julia.
Hi, Julia.
Hi. I have two recommendations for you. So my first recommendation is, did you ever think to ask the doctor to give you, like, a prescription for sleeping pills?
No, that's not a route I want to go down.
Right, I understand, but I just want to say that, like, the doctors recommend 8 hours of sleep, and sometimes if you weigh it out, like, is it more dangerous to not have sleep? They say, like, it affects your health, you know, or taking some sleeping pills, you know, sometimes you have to do what's better for you, you know?
Yeah, I know. I understand all that. The problem is, and I don't want to take sleeping pills. The problem is, Julia, that I have an addictive personality. That's an issue. And you know, I've struggled over the years with alcohol. And I don't want to add anything like that. I mean, I know there are natural things that you can take. You know, like herbs and melatonin and things like that. That you can take, and I, you know, maybe I should try some of that, but I really don't want to get a subscription. I would not like to have pills sent to my mailbox in subscription form. No, I don't want to get a prescription medication to sleeping pills. I just don't want to do that. I want to stay away from anything that alters me in that kind of way, because I'm not good with those things. I'm not a person who needs to have those things. So, thank you, Julia, for your concern and your thoughts. Let's see. Let's go to Squat. Hi, Squat.
Hey. Yes, how you doing?
All right.
First of all, that's, you know, cross dependency as far as what she or Julie had to say. You know, I never told that I'm a recovering alcoholic and sober for 22 years. So.
For you, man. Congratulations.
You too. Short story about I was a sleepwalker when I was young.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I actually wanted to do it now somehow, but my sister caught me coming downstairs saying some stupid stuff. But my uncle took me camping with him and my cousins. They had an 8-man tent, and there was a pup tent that my cousin Doug, who I was pretty close to, we slept in the pup tent. Well, come to be when we woke up in the morning, I was in the 8-man tent, freaking out because I don't know where I was. I had cut a hole in the back of the pup tent.
Wow, man.
And ended up in the eight-man tent. He's a deacon out of Rockford now, and he still tells that story. It makes some connection with a sermon or something for that. So, yeah, I live.
Did you grow out of it? Did you suddenly just stop walking in your sleep?
I guess I did. There was about four or five times my sister told me I had done this. Plus that one time, and times where I probably didn't even know. I must have grown out of it.
Right.
Because, you know.
Well, that's actually kind of scary, man. You cut a hole in the tent. That's pretty scary, and you don't remember it.
Well, you know, it is scary.
Yeah.
Wow. But I never thought of it as scary, but I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, well, there you go. Of course you did. All right, Squat, thanks, man.
Thanks. All right,
there you go. Take care. Wow, man, that's kind of scary, man. I think sleepwalking is pretty terrifying, actually. And I know people who have dealt with it. Do you know anybody who was a sleepwalker?
No, you know, my brother did it once or twice, and it was just, you know, half asleep, wasn't anything serious. But yeah, I agree.
No, because it's scary stuff. It's really, really scary stuff, man. How about you ever see footage, and this is a real thing, of people sleep eating?
No.
You've never seen that? They did. I remember it was either a 2020 or one of those news shows a few years back. They did a thing about people who sleep eat, and they would put cameras in the middle of the night. They would put cameras like in the kitchen, and people wouldn't remember it. And they would go to the kitchen and open up the fridge and take stuff out and just start eating, like standing in the kitchen and eating. And because people would wake up and there would be like crumbs, or like, you know, like if they had like leftover chicken or something, like fried chicken, there'd be like their hands would be like kind of oily. And they'd wake up and go, why is this what? But it's an actual condition. It wasn't just like one isolated case. They talked to a lot of people who they were doing sleep studies on, get up in the middle of the night and eat, and then not remember it the next day. It's fascinating, though, how your brain works. It really is crazy, man. Here's Trucker Rich. Hi, Rich.
Hey, how you doing, Nick? Right. Hey, couple quick thoughts here. I've got sleep apnea, and when I put my machine on, I'm out in like 20 seconds.
Yeah.
But like you, I had the addiction problem, and I beat it about 95. I gave it up. But melatonin and not NyQuil, but ZQuil.
ZQuil, yeah. ZQuil they've got, yeah.
No alcohol, but yeah, the melatonin will help you.
Yeah.
And my nightmare is not being on work on time driving a truck. And this has happened three times in the last year. Like, I'll be home. I don't drive overnight on Friday nights or Saturday nights, but I'll fall asleep in a chair watching a movie on Stars. And your theme song is, what is it? Is it Talladega Nights, Legend of Ricky Bobby, or the other way around?
Well, it's in the movie. I mean, that's the song.
Right.
Yeah, that song is in there. Yes, I Feel All Right is in the movie. Yes.
Right. And I've fallen asleep and heard that song come on the TV.
Oh, my God.
With the TV on, and sat up in the chair and called my boss and woke him up in the middle of the night and said, oh, my God, I overslept. I'm sorry. I'm going to leave for the truck now.
That's fantastic.
And you're like, what the heck are you talking about?
Oh, that's so
funny. Working tonight.
That's so funny, man. I'm sorry that happens to you, but that's really pretty funny.
It's just like when a person works overnight, they don't look at the clock. They've got, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Little time stamps.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
man.
You're at 1 o'clock,
right?
But for how many years you were at 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock, yeah. Wow,
you know,
man.
And like driving a truck, I knew where I was supposed to be when I'm awake driving when you come on the radio. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, my God. And we'll call and wake up the boss and start apologizing. And he's like, you're not working tonight.
Oh, that's so funny.
Go back to sleep.
That is so funny. That's a great story, Rich. Thanks. By the way, thanks for listening. Thanks for listening so much that it affects your work.
Oh, yeah. You're my time clock. Okay. Nick's on now. It's time. I gotta be heading east or west now. So
did it screw you up yesterday because we were on a half an hour earlier because we started at 12:30?
I was already working, but I was like,
"What's going on?"
I was looking. Yeah, I was looking at the clock on the dashboard, and I swiped my phone. You know, it's like, oh, man, yeah. I'm really running late tonight. Oh,
that's great. All right, Rich, thanks for the call, man. Be safe out there.
Yep. That's you too. Have a good weekend.
It's really funny, Dan, whenever I hear that song, I'm like, I just think immediately that I have to be at the mic.
Yeah.
So funny. He's watching Talladega Nights and he falls asleep.
It is funny because like, everybody has those from the radio shows they listen to. You know, Bill Leff used to open up his show with one of the lines from Dracula, Children of the Dark.
Yes.
You know, and so like anytime I hear that like on the TV, I feel like I'm back in Studio A on the seventh floor.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, that's a fun way to end that topic right there. That was a great story. Thank you, Trucker Rich. Be safe out there, everybody.